You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Bilang pagsunod sa pangunahing balita ngayong Linggo tungkol sa kaso ni Cardinal George Pell na napatunayang nagkasala ng pang-aabusong sekswal sa dalawang kabataan, tinanong namin ang ilang Australiano tungkol sa kanilang pansariling opinyon sa naganap. Kayo ang humatol kung pareho kayo ng opinyon sa mga kinausap namin. Narito ang mga panayam. Kasama ko si George Vanyo. Ang tanong una ay, naniniwala ka bang si Cardinal Pell ay nagkasala at tama yung desisyong siya ay makonvict?
Naniniwala ako na siya ay nagkasala at ang ginawa ng gobyerno ay nilitis siya para malaman talaga yung aligasyon sa kanya ay tama. At sa palagay ko, hindi magkakamali ang jury. Kung guilty siya, dalawa ang batas na nilabag niya. Batas ng Diyos at batas ng tao. So, bibigyan siya ng sentensya ayon sa edad niya, sa kalagayan niya. Ang lahat yon, tiningnan na ngayon yon ng korte.
Mm-hmm. Kasama ko sa telepono si Rick Carpio, isang Katoliko pero praktikal na Katoliko.
You said, I believe. So, we have to look at it on a secular point of view. The fact that the state comes in along the line insists that he is found guilty based on whatever the law of the land says. I think we should follow the court, whatever the court says. I'm reiterating, we'll have to follow what the secular law is. If the secular law states that if somebody is guilty of that particular crime, then he has to go into whatever is the punishment that's required, so that's justified in basically it for the law.
Angie Cruz?
I think he has, kasi nagsalita na yung mga victims, and I don't know why it took them so long, pero he's a pedophile, yes.
Naniniwala ka bang dapat siyang makulong dahil sa kanyang ginawa?
I think so.
Walang kompromiso?
Walang kompromiso. I know I'm a Catholic. He's from a Catholic denomination. But kung nagkasala siya, he needs to serve the sentence.
I have on the line Mr. Dennis West.
Well, to be accurate, it's very hard to judge his guilt or not guilt. He was a man, an esteemed Catholic cardinal, reached one of the highest positions in the church. However, he is obviously guilty preserving and protecting the priests who were caught doing the same issue of molesting children.
Do you think that the penalty, which will be given tomorrow, will include incarceration?
One would hope so. He can't be in prison forever. He should be defrocked by the Pope.
Kasama ko si Marilu Cuenca. Tama ba yung hatol kay Cardinal Pell?
Yeah, tama. 120%.
Dapat ba siyang makulong?
Dapat lang, kasi hindi niya pwedeng bayaran ang mga kasalanan.
I am with Maki Padilla, a former seminarian.
Based on what I've read, I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Why?
Again, purely on what I read on the news, I don't really know the ins and about of all of those things. But purely based on that, I don't believe right after a mass someone will do something like that, especially based on someone who is being a cardinal. He would be wearing a lot of things on terms of the vestment, layers and layers of vestment. So 10 minutes after a high mass, that's impossible.
Because he's been found guilty, do you think he should be incarcerated?
So the thing with this is because it is a church law and the civil law. And unfortunately, for our civil law, if it is found guilty, regardless if our opinion is different from that, then we have to abide by that.
So and in other words, you feel he should be brought to prison, serve a sentence?
Because the civil law says he's guilty.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.